Our Lord here in today's Gospel is informing us that the chosen people who were called to enter the kingdom of God first would reject because they would not listen to the Master. And so they would lose the promise that was foretold to their fathers through the patriarchs and prophets of old. But yet our Lord still wishes his kingdom to be filled, and so he would go outside the chosen people into the Gentile world. And what is most striking is that we learned that there was no hope for those on the highways and the byways and in the hedgerows and scattered throughout. There was no hope for them to really enter into the kingdom of God by any natural means, because it was a supernatural reality. And so it was the supernatural intervention of the Master of all masters, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that has opened to us the kingdom of heaven. And it is important for us to understand this, especially when it seems, by all human account, that we are up against something that is humanly impossible to change. And so, as we approach the election of a leader in our nation, let us strive most especially by the supernatural means of prayer and penance to ask our Lord to send to us a moral leader. And if all seems lost by human account, then we have even more reason to trust and to hope in the supernatural means. And indeed, even if things don't turn out as we perceive them, as we perceive would be the best for our nation, then we must continue to persevere in prayer, and most especially for the conversion of all, so that they come to realize that is the supernatural life that man was called to live, and so they no longer put hope in the natural life. The chosen people in today's gospel gave more concern for the natural course of events in the natural life, and so they became blinded to their supernatural call. And when the Master came to have them sit down and to banquet in his kingdom, that is, to banquet on the sacraments of the Holy Church, it did not seem important, and so they continued about their worldly ways and their worldly pursuits, and ultimately jeopardized their eternal salvation. And so let us most especially, by feasting on the sacramental life of the Church, acquire from God the graces to persevere in any form of government that we receive in any leader. For even if we receive a bad leader in our nation, there is no reason to despair. There is only reason to hope, because we can always pray and hope for the conversion of our leader, and most especially we can pray and hope that God gives us the grace to give authentic witness to his faith in a time of persecution, whether that persecution, whatever form that persecution may take in our land. But let us always and everywhere try to recognize the reality of the situation and strive always through our prayers and through our penance to beseech the Lord to send us a moral leader, a good leader, a leader who will lead us into the kingdom of heaven, because he too has come to embrace the supernatural life and the love of Jesus Christ poured forth most especially through Holy Mother Church. And so let us, as we are about to elect that leader in our nation, beseech heaven, storm heaven with our prayers, with our penances, and all we do this day, that our Lord will change the hearts of all, because according to almost every poll, it seems that it is not likely that this nation will receive a pro-life candidate, but that they will receive one who has absolutely not one shred of respect for life. And in such a situation, we must always remember that at the last minute, God can change hearts. And so when people are in the quiet of their own conscience and about to cast their vote, it is the Lord who can reach them when it is impossible for us to do so. And so let us strive most earnestly to ask through the intercession of the Mother of God that she touches the hearts of all those who will go, so that they cast a vote not based on economic considerations or any other secondary considerations, but that they cast a vote on moral considerations, and most especially that greatest of all moral considerations, the preservation and the protection of life. For if a leader does not uphold the dignity of human life and the supernatural origin of all of us, then there really is no hope for our land, humanly speaking. And even if that were the case, there is still hope supernaturally, because by our prayers, by our penances, and even possibly by our death in a persecution, the Lord will accept the sacrifice, and ultimately he will claim this land for the kingdom and the reign of his Sacred Heart, and so that reign of the Sacred Heart may spread to all lands and to all nations. And so let us truly be thankful for all that the Lord has done for us, and most especially that he has given us the grace to exercise the courage necessary in good times and in bad times, in times when the church is not being persecuted, and in times when the church is being persecuted, so that we always and everywhere are thankful to the Master who has invited us to our banquet when we had no human hope of entering into it, and who sustains us in his banquet hall through the sacramental life of the church. And so let us in our prayers be primarily thankful for all that the Lord has done for us, and also let us learn to thank him for those opportunities in those times when we can show our love for him, when we have to show it in a time of persecution, that is, in a time when it takes great courage to witness to the love of Jesus Christ. But let us always and everywhere remember that our Lord was the first one to witness that to us when he upheld the dignity of human life by going to Calvary in order to die for our sins. When the world was against him, Christ was for us, and most especially, he was for his persecutors, which each and every one of us at one time in our lives were, for there was only one exception to the lot of those who were not at some point in our life persecutors of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that is, his ever and blessed Virgin Mary. And so let us turn to her most especially, for the heart that converts the hardened heart of sinners is always and everywhere, first and foremost, the maternal heart of the Mother of God, so that in her work, in the conversion of souls, what was said in the end of today's gospel truly becomes true, that the kingdom of God is filled with hearts who love God and love his mother, and ultimately will taste that greatest of all pleasures for the human soul, that is, the beatific vision, which is really the only pleasure that we should strive to seek, and yet it is a pleasure that can only be acquired by a life of prayer and penance in this life, in order that we may enjoy and taste God in his glory for all eternity in the life to come.
Fructum ventris tuum.